ones. They're used to being the ones that are looked up to in this world. So when you take everybody and you put them at the same level, then everybody's special and nobody's special at the same time. So they lose their identity in this world. And they won't know unless we help them to learn how to bring out their soul identity.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I think about it. Isn't, you know, progress actually a good thing? And for some reason it wouldn't be a good thing, though, because, of course, what is the thing? Oh, we wouldn't be dependent on, say, oil anymore, or we wouldn't be, you know, swinging off of,
their
you know,
banks.
Government mothers' teats, you know, and so they're afraid of that. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, the gold wouldn't
to,
be important.
Right. We need to bring out this free energy technology, because if we take any more of Mother Earth's oil, we're going to suck her dry. And people have got to get out of this mindset that they could just keep on taking it and keep on taking it. Because Mother Earth is a living entity. It's a living being. It loves. It feels. It does. It has emotion. She cries for herself because she's in pain. She's her blood's being taken. We have blood. Our blood keeps us going. Why are we taking her blood that keeps her going? We have the
right.
means with which to become,
a society
where
we do not feed
off of her,
but we give back to her.
Why do we keep
on
feeding off of her?
It's money.
It's money.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and it is.
Yeah.
And
that's like a spoiled brat. Think about it. Spoiled brat. Give me the credit card. Give me the, you know, and then doesn't want to. And that's what I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna straight out say it. Let's hard hit right now. I mean, who cares about this shit? Just don't say the F word, and we're all good. The government's a spoiled freaking brat, and we're all slaves to it. That
right.
aren't privy to this kind of info, and yet even the government workers, in a sense, are slaves to the higher ups. And pretty soon it's like. Really, though, you know, that's the whole thing. And it sounds so cliche and, oh, everybody says this and that.
Well, no, let me show society what they've done to themselves here real quick. Okay, you go back to the slave times, the slavery. Now, you got it. Let's give it the same analogy you would the Third Reich. Both of them were trial runs for a bigger program. You've got the slaves who were a trial run to see if the slave, if we could become a slave race, if they could create a successful slave race. Well, then you have the Third Reich. They were trying to see if they could create a new world order successfully, and they did. The only reason that ended was because it wasn't its time. It was only a trial. And the reason that slavery with the black people ended was only because it was a trial run for the greater illusion they were bringing about. They made you think that slavery ended when all they did was just start it up right over again and make it include the entire human race. It wasn't just the blacks anymore. It was everybody. So now you have the Third Reich. That was the trial run for the Fourth Reich, which is exactly what we're living in right now. We have a new world order. We are a new world order Earth. We are one government. People do not realize that. We have been one government for a very long time. We are not separate entities. We are just one government working against itself and with itself at the same time to create chaos and disorder so nobody sees it coming or going. And it was all concocted during the Third Reich. They successfully did what they did. We brought them down per our own order. So, you know, it was already planned out the day it was going to end, the hour it was going to end. Everything was played out. We're played out right now. Now, if we're a smart human race, we stop it.
Right.
Now, are we going to be smart? Or are we going to continue to be ignorant asses and sit on our ignorant asses and just put our thumbs up there and not do a thing? You know, I think that we need to get off of our collective butts and go out there and affect change.
Right. And as soon as you try, they shut you down.
And that's why you try harder.
That's right.
You just go to the next level. Keep yourself 20 steps ahead.
Yeah. I'm just tired of, you know, Big Brother knows better. You know, they know how many squares of toilet paper to use when you're taking a crap. I mean, give me a break.
If I want to use 50, I'll damn well use 50. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it's got to be. And do you want to know something? The whole goddamn earth, excuse the expression, but I'm mad right now. I've gotten mad here. The whole earth is rebelling against their government. And here we are in the United States of America, supposedly the freest country, and we're the most enslaved country on this planet. And we're sitting there going, wow, they're so brave. Wow, we need to do this too. And we sit there and we throw the popcorn in our mouth and we continue to watch the world. What the hell are we doing? We should be ashamed of ourselves. We are a shameful country, not because of our government, but because of our own collective selves, where we think that our butts are much more fun to sit on than our legs are to carry us to bring change to the world. What are we going to do? Why do we need to continue to do this? We need to affect change now. It's that simple.
Well, yeah, I mean, Steve, you want to chime in on any of this?
Oh,
before Aaron explodes.
Aaron, settle down. Yeah, my take, you know, we're working, things are moving really fast now. They're exploding. They're not creeping anymore. They're not running. They're not, you know, trotting along. They're exploding. And
exactly.
I, you know, it's like we're down to days. I mean, we can see it. It's been going on for a while. It's been getting stronger. But the big guys, okay, this is how Carrie Cassidy put it. I remember she just got back from Bilderberger, okay? She told me it's a big, giant production with lots of actors and lots of props and all kinds of crap, and it's been working on putting this production together, and they're ready to lift the curtain right now. And that's where
mm-hmm.
we're at. So the process that is going to be in it's all going to go down real quick. They're getting ready to lift the curtain on the whole thing. And, you know, I'll tell you, because of the NSA disclosure, they got to do it because of that. They got to do it because of Obama's birth certificate thing. That is not going to go away, obviously. The Eric Holder and his business with Fast and Furious, all these scandals, IRS scandal, et cetera, these things are not going to go away. And, you know, just take your pick. I mean, the NSA scandal, that's huge, very huge, and it's worldwide, and the whole world is not going to stand for it. And I'll tell you one thing that's really scary is this crap that's going on with Syria, where you know damn well that it was these so-called insurgents that were using the chemical weapons.
Well, it's like I said on Facebook earlier, the only ones that will believe in the chemical weapon thing are the ones that still believe that we had weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We found
people
them.
Watch TV, they, yeah.
Yes, the TV watchers, the ones that love the illusion, the drama.
Exactly. It's very
important.
You know what I want to know?
Yeah, hit it hard. I mean, we got plenty of time right now, so just do your.
I want to know.
Don't hold back on this because I'm really pissed off about tonight, and it's not mad at you know the chat thing because I know things happen once in a while, but this was I'm just gonna say it. I never do that conspiracy thing very often, okay? And this was a straight out attack, alrighty? Straight out.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
Didn't happen until Steve got on. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
You know, I do want to get this one thing out because everybody is on Obama about his birth certificate. Where is everybody asking Papa Bush for his? Papa Bush was born in Germany. And he was not, is German. Papa Bush is a flipping Nazi. He was part of the Nazi regime.
He's Curious George the Monkey.
Yes, that book was written about him, and he is German. Why is nobody asking for Papa Bush's flipping birth certificate? He is German. Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
That's a serious,
we have had
that is
so,
serious.
Yes, so you don't just go back to all the things that Obama signed and put into office. You got to go back to Papa Bush because everything he signed and put into office and he put into effect and every last thing he did as the president of the United States is invalid. Everything. because he was not an American citizen, and neither is Obama. So everything both presidents did are null and void. Even all of the executive orders, null and void.
You know what? You know what? I mean, is there papers online that would show Bush's fraudulent? Or nobody
it's
even
all
checked
over
it?
The place. No,
I have a lecture.
I
have a lecture where I talk about that. Show the pictures of him with Mengele and all those guys.
Really?
Yep. Oh yeah.
So I'm going to be president. Just forget it. I'm going to be president next. You guys, you know, anybody can. I mean, you know, let's face it.
Right. You've got these people that think that they could be president, and they either have no government job that they've ever had, or they think that being a lawyer is enough, or being in office as a senator or representative for one term is enough, and it's not. You've got to be in the public eye and really, really get down and dirty and go down the rabbit hole and see the rabbit hole. Keep yourself clean in that rabbit hole, but watch it very closely so when you get into office, you can change everything around. And you can do it. You can be a loudmouth and do it, but you have to do it the right way.
Yeah.
You really do. You got to keep yourself squeaky clean along the way while keeping your enemies in your back pocket.
Right. And that's a disgusting kind of way to live. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because don't tell me they don't know, like, what's going down, you know, and some ugly stuff going on there. Because, you know, everybody knows they do. I mean, it goes down everywhere, but, I mean... Yeah, the higher you climb, the uglier I'm sure it gets, you know.
Right. And
actually, you go down.
Oh yeah, you climb down.
Yeah, you go down into the pit.
Yeah.
You don't climb up the ladder; you climb down. Yeah.
It's the pit of fire.
I still, to this day, wish that my father had never ever burnt those. He was sitting by a fireplace. At our house after my mom had died, and we had sold the house and we were going to move to Florida. We had a house being built there in Deltona, Florida, actually. And he's sitting at the fireplace in the middle of the summer, and he's tearing up these papers and throwing them in the fireplace. And I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I've got Russian secret intelligence. I can't take it with me. You know, if someone was to find it, I'd be in a lot of trouble, you know. And I wish to God I still had that, because I would love to know. It was pretty super secret if my dad had to burn it.
Yeah.
Just think
what
I could have told right now.
Right.
You know, just think of the things.
Ding, ding, ding. Guess what, everybody? I'm not on cam anymore, but I'm going to do something wild and crazy. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Oh, yes, I'm
go
the devil.
For it.
I'm the devil in disguise. All right, for people that say that there's no way whistleblowers could come out like this, because some people are wondering, well, if you come out like this, wouldn't you be stopped by the government for the most part? Wouldn't you be killed? Wouldn't you be, you know,
some of us are.
Me.
The
me,
ones
let me answer,
that,
let me answer.
we'll both answer, but Stephen can answer first. I'll let Stephen answer first, but I want to answer this myself,
well,
too.
What's the thing is, what you're going to find out, especially with the whistleblowers that are successful, is that they tend to have bloodline connections. These can either be Masonic, this could be blue blood royalty, this could be, you know, Rothschild, you know, things like that.
Right.
There are
okay.
certain bloodlines that they don't touch. And when they told me, I was at the Can't Be Killed Club. So I think Aaron knows what I'm talking about. You know, they may mess with you.
Well, people like me, they've spent millions of dollars on us. They've spent millions of dollars on my son, on my daughter, on me, on people like Casbold. I'm sure he's had probably $1 billion spent on him. There's so much money in some of us that they'll go to the links of trying to harm you, and they may maim you, but under no circumstances will they absolutely kill you. You know, they send you down the road of fear. And they'll do it to a point where they'll take you just to the moment of death and keep you. You know, they're not going to get rid of you. You know, but
okay,
also
like,
I have
like
to.
Okay. But what kind of psi attacks and things? You know, like what happens during a psi attack, for example?
You want to, you just want to tear everybody's throat out.
Angry, depression, fight, you know, mm-hmm. irritable.
Like a switch is being turned on or something?
You're gonna get pissed off about stuff that would normally not piss you off. You're gonna go off on people. People are gonna piss you off. Other people around you are gonna get pissed off. Are gonna do stupid shit. You're gonna go off. But that's you agree, Erin. That's pretty much what it is. Even Jerry, we were talking about that earlier. Same thing.
And you feel this very deep sense to run, and you don't know where you need to run to, but you feel you need to run. And some of them who get the psi attacks that are not strong individuals, they actually kill themselves because it takes them to a deep, dark place they're not willing to climb from because they don't know how to get out of it, you know. And the one thing I wanted to say about this is there are some of us like Stephen, like me, and many others who know how to create a vibrational field around us. And that also keeps us at a level where they can't actually raise to get us. And I'm not saying we're better than anybody else. We just figured out how to manipulate the energies around us and how to keep people out of our minds, so to speak. I mean, they put me in some programs that made me a pretty powerful person. And I realized all of my gifts and what they've done to me and what they put in me in the last 8 months or so, and I'm fully open to them. So what they can do to me, I can do to them tenfold. I've already killed a man in black with my own mind, and my daughter watched it. You know, the power of being a very mad mother, you know, does it. And my daughter stood there with her jaw, well, sat there, I should say, on the bed with her jaw on the floor watching as I'm picking out this man in black's brain with my own mind and then liquefying it and him just dropping to the ground. And she was like, oh, my God, Mom. And the next thing you know, as she's saying that, the other man in black is just putting his arm around that guy and they just take a step out of existence.
Yeah.
I fully harmed him.
We're able to run over on the time. So just, you know, we do have enough time to just, you know, since everything went down. So thank you, Joe Monteldo, for that. You know, we're gonna put this archive in two, have it spliced, and then we're gonna have like two archives so that because it's streaming on it's on another thing. Mm-hmm. So Men in Black, whatever. So mm-hmm. so they're around at the same time. I always just thought, I guess, and I know it's a connection. I always thought that they would be, like, around with an ET thing. But I guess it's really just they do both. Like, they
they're,
do everything.
They're transhumans.
They're phase shifters.
They're phase shifters, but they're also transhuman. So what they've done is the government took humans and they bred them down to where the emotional center of the brain is gone. And they take it, and now you're just simply a logical human being. And they put technology into them so they learn what things like what Stephen just said, phase shifting. They have the tech in them to be able to do these things that nobody else can do. They can go to the beginning of time. They can go to the end of time if there is a beginning and end. They can go to different universes. They can go to different timelines, just like on Fringe. They can do whatever they want. Fringe had it so perfect. My jaw was always on the ground when they started their dimensional changes and parallel stuff and, you know, just all of that. I was thinking, wow, somebody who's either actually witnessed this writes this or they're getting a leak from the government. Fringe is amazing.
Yeah. I've never seen that, yeah.
You've got to watch it. I mean, every season. Every season. No, it's beautiful. I love that show. And they have MKUltra in it because Olivia was I truly resonate with her. It's almost seeing my life on screen, you know, when it comes to her MKUltra stuff and the parallel dimensions going back and forth and stuff. I mean, it's incredible what she's been through, what I've seen. All this stuff is real. People don't realize what they're seeing on TV is real. People say, don't watch TV, it pollutes your mind. Well, yeah, some of it will, but let me tell you what, these sci-fi shows you see, they're sci-fi shows for a reason, because they're real. They're being given things to show you that's real, with a little bit of sugar and spice from Hollywood tinkled in, so that you only see it as entertainment.
Yeah,
and
you know
what?
Isn't that the funniest thing, though, how they really screwed up a lot of the portions, at least from what I heard, of Travis Walton's event?
Yeah, I feel for him.
So he gives them a straight-out real thing, and they can't even do that right. It's, like, deliberately not, I know. So that's crazy.
Yeah, the world has been sprinkled with this. If you ever hear the words in plain sight, well, damn it, now you know that phrase. Now put it to the very, very front of your mind and let it be in the front of your mind every waking moment of your day, because everything is in plain sight. They laugh at you. I used to sit on the lap of this, the chief of naval operations, Admiral Hayward, Admiral Holloway, both of them, the consecutive chief naval operations. In the 70s, and I would sit there and listen to these officials just laugh. They would laugh with the SECNAT, I mean with the CNO, and they would laugh at how ignorant and stupid humanity is, that they can just do this, and humanity is like, oh, we're with you, let's do this, we're patriotic because you're going over there and you're free in this country. And they're laughing, saying how enslaved they're making this country, you know? And how it's making them
rich, making them profit.
And you know, it's everything I heard was filed away, and they created me. So what they did was create the file system with which I used to store their information. I mean, they were very stupid individuals. How they did not realize what they were doing to me, because I have come to an awakened state enough now to where everything they taught me, I'm going to use against them. I will not back off. I don't care.
And isn't that kind of the classic thing that says, oh, you know, like when the student, oh, well, it's not really student, but you know what I'm saying, when the student outshines the master, kind of thing.
Right, and that's what's happened. And I want to empower all the people, like you know, why keep talking about these missions they've been on or this Nazi stuff or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Some of these super soldiers just keep on talking about, well, I did this mission and it was a double agent mission, or I did this mission or this mission. Who fucking cares right now? Excuse my language if I'm very sorry if I just got you banned. But I am so mad right now, because what these super soldiers are doing is they're just pushing more of the Nazi crap into people's brains. We need to just have these super soldiers say, okay, to themselves, maybe to their loved ones, you know, I know I've done this, but now it's time for me to wake the you-know-what up. It's time for me to wake
up
and stop allowing myself to do this.
Yeah, start being a Jedi.
Yep, they need to, because it really, really disgusts me how it seems that I'm the only one of these super soldiers that's trying to affect a positive change. Why do I have to walk this alone? You know, I'm so sick of it. Because I want to see people like Caswell, Spears, and Rink, and all of them. I want to see all these people come to the light side.
Well, who is Caswell? Who is James Caswell? Because
he was made to be seen as a leader. And see, when I was in the basis video, it made it seem like I'd worship him. I do not worship Caswell, but I was made in essence to see him as a leadership role.
Right.
So that's what I was trying to convey in the video. I don't worship them. I broke away from everything. They may take me and malab me, or they may take me for this or that, but my soul is mine. I've taken it back. It's mine. So my soul, no matter what they do to my body, my soul is speaking out.
Well, my soul is saying it's enough. He's obviously a super soldier, or was he?
Yes. Super Soldier, one of the first of them that really came out.
I'm not going to
James Caswell / Michael Prince. he's a really amazing person, amazing family, beautiful child, and I only want happiness for them, but I want James to be free too.
Right,
I really
right.
do. I want to see him break from it and become the survivor. Him continuing to speak about everything he's speaking about with, I've been to this mission, I'm a double agent for this, and blah, 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 he's still giving in to what's happening to him. He needs to stop allowing himself to talk about that and saying, okay, you know what, let me give you my bio. This is what happened to me. Now my bio is done. I'm not speaking about my bio anymore. We're going to go and we're going to change what I did and make everything I did into a positive thing. And I'm going to educate the world, and I'm going to take the world and make it a beautiful place for my son to live in. And that's what I want to see him do. That's
right.
what I want to see every super soldier do, because these super soldiers are not breaking free of their own control, no matter what they say. Because they're
so
still talking about all the negativity.
I'm able to. But you did struggle, so it's not that you, right? I mean, you're struggling still, probably, right?
But you know what? My struggle has been short compared to everybody else. I don't know if my soul is just that strong, but my basically, it's only been the last 7 years that I've been getting my memories back and stuff. Well, I still had some memories that were conscious memories. My memories that have been kicking me in the butt, have been the ones that have been happening in the last 7 years. Most of these guys that I know that have been coming out with their super soldier stories and all have been coming out longer than me. So it bothers me that my brothers in arms here, so to speak, you know, are not seeing that they need to break free in the way that they're supposed to. They're not breaking free by talking. Because they're still talking about the negativity. They need to shelve it. They need to shelve all of their missions. They need to stop showing people, well, we did this and this werewolves with this and this with that, and say, okay, if I can raise the vibration of Earth with this powerful energy that they infused in me when they created me, then I can take everything that they're doing and switch it around. These werewolves will go away. These vampires will go away, these zombies will go away, and all of this energy on the earth will be beautiful. And my brothers in arms, my super soldier brothers, all of them can do this. They're not choosing to because they're still afraid to step out of their skin and become public figures. They need to stop worrying about their own image.
And the materialism of the world, I know.
Right, right. And so many of them, there's a few of them, I shouldn't say so many of them, but there's a few of them that live a very privileged life, and so that's part of the reason they don't speak, because the privilege goes away.
Right.
And
the spoiled, yeah.
Right, right. And they know who they are, and I'm not afraid this. Yeah, I'm not afraid at all for them to know that they know who I'm talking about. And I think they need to stop worrying about their Coach handbags or Prada shoes and their flipping, you know. Yes, I am. They I don't care. They need to take all of that and they need to give it to charity so it could be sold off and food can be fed to these homeless people that need food, or these children in these shelters, or the, you know, boys in Boys Town, you know, that are getting harmed by these and raped by the people that are trying to, that we're thinking that are taking care of these children. And they're not. They're just making more MKUltra people. And it's all of this training just isn't with Bloodline anymore. It spills over, because once you create somebody, then they go to create other people too. And then you have a society of people who are mind controlled, like I was and like the super soldiers were back
right.
in the day when it was only just a few of us happening. Now it's millions of people that are like this.
Well,
and I'm sick of it.
You're speaking against your own family as the Rothschilds and stuff. And maybe that's where you do come in as being able to, honestly, I swear, I almost see you, you know, with, and I don't, and of course I'm saying this and it's just going to sound crazy. I mean, it's going to sound like rude, and I'm not, you know me because you're my friend, but with your mouth and your speaking and you're, you know what I'm saying? The way that you can present yourself, you are showing yourself as being a leader in a sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're leading by example.
You're not the first person or even the fifth person to tell me that in just 1 week. And that's a really hard pill for me to swallow, because all I'm trying to do is just be me and just let humanity know that they need to wake up. Because you know what? And here I'm going to start crying again. But those of you who don't wake up, you harm my kids. You're taking my kids' lives in your hands by not waking up. And if you don't wake up and you don't start affecting change, my kids are going to have a shitty life.
Yeah.
And here I am, okay, I'm just going to say it myself. I'm putting my life on the line, and I am putting my family, my children's lives on the line, literally, because people have been in my house to kill my family before, okay? And even if they won't kill me, they will kill some of my family to make me in pain. And that will be my punishment, and it happens all the time. Don't think it doesn't. And those of you who do not affect this change will make my children, your neighbor's children, your own children, children across the world, you will make their lives a living hell. And I'm a forgiving person, but let me tell you what, I'll come back in another lifetime, and I will make sure that you affect change, and it will be on my terms then.
Yeah. Steve, what do you got to say about that? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Obviously, I'm all about creating a positive timeline, and people need to focus on that positive timeline, and the purpose of waking up is to do that. And anybody that knows me knows that I say you get there by service to others, and you got to try to be at least 51% service to others, and that's the key, and then you get to be on the – you get to go with all the good guys, so to speak, and have that fun, positive timeline while everyone else has fun with Armageddon and all that nasty stuff.
Well said, yeah. What about, okay, I'm just going to throw this out there. It's all crazy, guys. It's past midnight here in my little land of the free. Okay, Rothschilds, are they false Jewish tribes? And now,
yes.
Let's go into that. Let's just steam it up a little bit.
Okay. There is the true Jewish clans and the true Israeli Jews. They're black. They're from Ethiopia. It's been proven DNA-wise. The Rothschilds that are in Israel, they are from over, oh, crap. It was over in the Russia area, you know, that kind of area. I forget exactly the country. Forgive me. But they're from over there.
Khazaria.
And they're, yeah, thank you.
Khazars.
And they're called Ashkenazi Jews.
Right.
And that's based on the
German, just the German-like word that they use.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Right. And so they're not even from Israel. The Ethiopian Jews, they're from Israel. They migrated from Israel because Israel became a broken country, and they were not proud of their country anymore. And they were ran out, of course, by my family. You know, get out. We're Jews. We're going to make people think that we're the real Jews, you know. We're the chosen people because we're white, you know. And truly, the chosen, if you want to get down to who the real Jews were, I don't believe in any chosen race, because personally, in my view, the whole of humanity is the chosen race for Earth. You know, all of humanity. Whoever's here, you're chosen. You just have to come to it.
Wait a minute. Let me interject here, Aaron. I became a Jewish, a conservative Jew, actually, and although I'm not practicing, obviously, and I do consider myself spiritual, but bottom line to that story, so I had to throw that one in there. I asked about the chosen. I learned Hebrew at the synagogue, and I asked about the chosen kind of saying, and the rabbi was trying to tell me, you know, we're supposed to bring light to the world, or at least the chosen, as that's what, chosen to bring light to, I mean, it's just a responsibility. It's not like, oh, we're
right.
The special everything. And that's exactly what
right.
A lot of people get. They get confused on that, don't they?
Right, because they think that being the chosen one are going to lift, that they can do whatever they want to the world. They can do whatever they want to anybody they're around, the environment, well, anything, and still go to heaven.
What she's saying, though, is that the whole race, the whole group of people has been hijacked by these false Jews from the Caucasus, the people from the, what we would call the area of Georgia, or around Armenia today. The country of Georgia, essentially that area right there.
See, my family, when they came from that area, see, here's where it gets interesting for my family, because as a child, both of my parents always left me verbal clues. And my mother would tell me, and I would always wonder why she would say this to me, because she would say it to me so many times during, like, even just a week. You got to remember, Aaron, your family is from Alsace-Lorraine, France. Well, I knew once I started delving into the fact that I was a Sinclair, I knew that they were Merovingians from Alsace-Lorraine, France, because Jesus' daughter came with Mary from Tibet and went over to Sarah did to marry the French Merovingian, and that's how the bloodline came that I'm in. Well, then I found out later on that the Rothschilds went to Alsace-Lorraine, France. So not only am I from the two bloodlines, but I'm positive the bloodlines interbred together. So we're a crazy interbreeding of a family, because not only do I have Sinclair, which is the Jesus bloodline in me, I have got the Rothschild Lucifer bloodline in me.
Did you mention reptilian, or was I not hearing that part?
Reptilian is the Rothschild.
Right, see? Yep.
Pleiadian is the Sinclairs.
Oh, I didn't know Pleiadian was Sinclair. Okay. And that would be...
That's a very human-loving race.
Yes.
But then again, not all reptilians are bad. So let me just throw that in there, and we don't have to go any further with it. But I just wanted to kick that one out.
Blue lizards. Kidding.
Hey, look at me. I'm not a bad one. I've got some in me, and I'm not a bad one. I want everybody to love. You know,
right.
I have no ulterior motives. I have no agenda other than to raise the vibration of Earth for all of humanity, not for money or anything else. I don't care if I have to live on the streets. If it means that all of you get to be free, the matrix is lifted, then I've done my soul work and I can live however I have to live. I don't mind.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and we can all do it, right? I mean, we can all do it.
Everybody.
We just got to get off our asses, you know, and just, I don't know. I mean, talk about it. Step one, you got to think about it. Okay, so, I mean, by talking about it, by other people talking about it, it's going to put it in the heads and the minds and the thoughts of other people. Therefore, then they think about it. Then it creates a chain reaction, hopefully, to do something about
it.
And, I mean.
And that's why a good teacher only plants a seed. And you got to plant a million seeds. And you just got to keep planting them. And the way you plant a million seeds is by planting one. And then that one person plants more, and that plants more. And in effect, when you get to that million seeds comes from your one seed. So you're the one that's planted those million seeds along with everybody else. And that's how you grow one consciousness. You know what I'm saying? You grow a certain vibration by educating the masses, and you bring the masses to your vibration level by knowledge, by wisdom, by living, by bringing your soul out.
Right. Stephen, any thoughts?
Pardon me?
Oh, I said, Stephen, any thoughts?
No, I agree. The time is short and the preparation is important, and there are steps that we need to do to take to increase our vibration, like she says. I mean, I like to teach people how to increase their psychic skills, and again, you know, the service to others, that's a big part of that, you know, being humble, learning to control your ego, learning, teaching, you know, and getting out there, getting on the path, so to speak. So it's a lifestyle. It's definitely a big change.
You know how to learn your vibration? I can tell somebody how to learn their vibration or how to equalize their vibration with something. Go to a grocery store. Go to an organic grocery store. Now walk in there and go to your favorite fruit or vegetable you like to eat. I don't care what it is, just your favorite one. Make sure it's organic. And just look at the pile of fruit there and close your eyes and ask the fruit to let you know with its own happy vibration which one you should pick up. When me and my husband go into a grocery store and we have to pick up live vegetables like that, we wait for our vibration level to equal a certain fruit, and that's the one we pick up and take home.
And when people are hearing this, they're probably thinking, what in the hell? You know, but if you think about it, my God, you know, you can talk to plants, and they can respond, really. I mean, honestly, you know, they might not say, hey, Erica, guess what? But
No, but you can feel it. You can feel the vibration level.
Yes.
But that's how you raise the vibration of Earth, is by feeling the Earth. You feel your surroundings. You don't go around with any other senses but feel. And when I say feel, you feel it with your inner soul. And that's a real tricky thing to tell people, because then they say, what's your inner soul? Well, if you become very quiet, get in a quiet room, and then just let yourself be so quiet that you hear and feel nothing else but your own self and God. And when you feel and hear that, that's your soul. Now, walk out of your room and live by it. Live from it.
The way you just, it's like you went, I felt like you just scolded me, just went off of me. Now, Erica, walk out of your room and just do it.
It's so easy for me because I just took so much time to learn to do it by myself. And then when I talk about it now, it's like, oh, okay, well, I could just do it this way. I can close my eyes and immediately I can see the other side of the world because I can put myself there instantly. But it's something I've worked on. I've sat in rooms for 8 hours with no TV, no nothing, no light, nothing. My computer off, my phone off. And I did that for a year. My kids would be like, Mom, what the heck are you doing? I'm like, I'm listening to myself.
Yeah. Well, what in the world are we going to be, how are we going to get anything? I don't know. It's just all crazy, but it's true. We need to get the service to others thing going big time. That's what we need. And like I said, talking about everything.
Yeah, and you know something, what you can do is, even if you don't believe something, but you know you got to be a better person, start with something, the least thing you don't believe, but you want to try it out, and you try it out for maybe 2 weeks straight. And you've tried it out so much for 2 weeks, and you practice it constantly for 2 weeks, that it becomes part of you already. So at the end of those 2 weeks, you're like, wow, this was a really good thing to do. Let me try the next good thing to do. Let me try the next thing, good thing to do for 3 weeks this time. And even if I might not believe it, let's see what my soul does with it. You know, and just keep trying out the good things. Eventually, even if you don't believe it, you've bred it into yourself deep enough that you're going to be walking the line of goodness constantly.
Right. Wow.
I could talk so much.
Yeah, you know what, though? Isn't this true? Like, when we talk on the phone, sometimes I'm just like, Erin, you're freaking me out. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Didn't I break your brain the other day, I think? Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Isn't that how you put it?
Did I say break my brain? And that's what you did.
Yes.
What was we talking about? We were talking something about, oh, my God, what was that?
I was telling you about the Tesseract, and I was telling you how what if you were one of those gods that were there, and your mind was, you were the one creating the Tesseract with your mind, and you were the one creating this universe, and then you're connected with all these other people who are their own gods creating this Tesseract, and they're all these Tesseracts are intermingled with wormholes, and so all of your beings that you put in it from your own mind are intermingling with other beings and this and that, and people, this. I could go so deep, but that's another talk, and it is 10:30, and I need to take care of my kids. I think they're trying to pull me to the beach for a night walk.
I think we'll go ahead, and I'm just making sure that Joe knows that, Steve, did you want to stay on for a few more minutes? Because we really only have, like, about 10 minutes.
That's entirely up to you. If you want to go ahead, go take care of those kids there, and I'll
certainly. Yeah, Aaron, thank you so much. Aaron Green.
You're welcome.
Slash, well, in parentheses, Rothschild Sinclair. I mean, your story is incredible. There's so much that, I mean, it's a never-ending discovery with you and everything else, and it's really interesting what you have to say. I do feel that you have that leadership position. I mean, I'm not trying to give you something. You hand over responsibility and say, hey, this is what you got to do now. But I feel that, you know, you have, you're well-spoken in the sense you're like, you know, out there. So you're taking that
just
chance.
Just passionate.
Yeah,
just
you
passionate.
Are.
Yes. I just love humanity. I mean, what can I say? I love humanity and all its imperfect, perfect glory.
And this is exactly, when I talk on the phone to you, you don't change your, you know, style at all. You're always the same. So you're a genuine person, and I appreciate
that.
You know? So.
Thank you. Well,
now
I'll let you get to Steven.
Brain a little bit for the next.
Yes. Okay. I love you guys. Bye bye.
Thanks. All right. Mm-hmm. Now I'm really going to go. Okay. What about quantum physics there, Steve? No.
Why not? So seriously, crazy stuff going on. You know, again, this business with the holograms and what we're doing with the altering the reality by creating scalar fields and scalar programming is a big, big, big deal. You know, we're definitely pulling on the tail of the big boys, and yes, if the public was to get a hold of this technology and if we were to just release it and with the applications that would cripple their you know, monopolies in these various industries, then yeah, it would be a real big deal. And, you know, and again, I think not only are they afraid of that, but they're also afraid that all these billions of dollars that they spend on weapons might become completely obsolete too. So this is a big deal. And, you know, I mean, I've been warned, said, oh, you know, you're in danger, your family's in danger, you know what you're doing, da-da-da, you sure you want to do this? And yeah, we know what we're doing. We've been doing it for a long time, and if we were afraid of getting hurt, we would have stopped doing it a long time ago. You know,
and
it's too late to stop anyway. You know, like they're gonna just, oh, forgive me, oh, he stopped. You know, it's okay now, we'll leave him alone.
Oh, you're right. Isn't it almost safer then, right, that you just keep going or something? Because then, I don't know if it'd be safer. But,
we're
know,
already
right,
on the list,
right? Now,
huh? Yeah, I mean, if they're going to haul us off to some, you know, gulag or something or FEMA camp, we're already on the list to get picked up and dragged off, so we might as well try to do everything we can and stop it while we have a chance.
Yeah,
so.
You know, that makes perfect sense, actually, and more people need to, you know, start thinking about that. I mean, especially with the FEMA camp situation, I mean, people like, you know, I mean, I don't sit around and think about it every day, that's for sure, I'm not going to lie, but... But really, there's it's disgusting that we have those. I mean, I'm not even sure what to say about that because I just, it's, what do you think about, what? I mean, what in the world are they trying to say? Do they say that FEMA camps don't even exist? Is that what they're trying to say, even though we know they do?
I really doubt that they could get away with that now, you know, right? I mean, seriously. They must be admitting them. You know, it's just like... chemtrails. If you look hard enough, you can find them coming out and say, yeah, they exist. But if you're not paying attention, you know, if you've got your head buried in TV watching some silly program, then you're not going to know about these things. And even if you did know about it, you're going to have so much fluoride in your body and what have you that it's not going to register in your brain what these things are for. You know, and there's plenty of proof, you know, the plastic coffins, the trains with the shackles, you know, all that stuff. You don't have to really do a lot of homework to find that stuff. And, again, we that are in this community and are speaking on the radio and going to these events, we are warriors. We, you know, it's like I'm really happy to hear Aaron tell those guys because that was really the way I felt, you know, and not quite the same way she said it, but I'm all about what are you going to do for humanity? Don't tell me how you got abused, and don't tell me how you think you're a badass soldier. Tell me how you're going to use those skills to help humanity and defeat evil. Don't tell me how cool evil is. tell me how you're here to defeat evil. That's what I want to hear about.
And I'll flat out,
whether you believe it's Satan or not, I am, that's what I do. I fight Satan. That's my purpose.
Well, right. You know what? And see, this is a really good, just saying that actually makes me think how a lot of people, and I was going to say it when Aaron was on, but, you know, we always get caught up and you never know what we're all going to be talking about. But people, when sometimes they just hear things like just come out of someone's mouth and then they take it like either super literal or, you know, they just, there's a certain way they take it in almost a joking context. But if you look at it, like when just saying, like, okay, for example, when Aaron said talking about the fruit or talk to the fruit, or I mean, not talk to the fruit, but like, what was it? Kind of feel the vibration of it, you know, sort of. I mean, a lot of people can say, oh, what are you going to do? Talk to the fruit and this and that. Or like, you know, when you say, you know, you fight Satan type thing. It's like, oh, he thinks he's going to go and the devil's coming around the corner with a pitchfork. And it's always a literal stuff, you know, and it's not that. It's so much more. It's like people need to read in between the lines and figure that stuff out. Like, I swear, if they don't already know and they're just trying to joke, which is different, or not. I mean, and that's another almost negative, you know, like maybe somebody's making fun of it on TV or something. And then, of course, you know, it's like, oh, I mean, at least the alien kind of connection and contact now isn't really as made fun of as it used to be, although I don't know, you know what I mean? It's like, and now it's super soldiers, a lot of people, you know, just don't believe, or they just, you know, it's kind of the funny, you know what I mean? They're doing the funny thing now.
Let me tell you something, okay? And this has been pointed out to me here recently, and Carrie was the one that actually pointed this out, and I think Carrie's been around the block a few times, you know, she knows what's up in this community.
Yeah.
And what she told me, and she was discussing this with Tommy, she told me they were having this conversation and that they had both noticed the same thing, and that is, since I came out in November, I have been relatively untouched as far as the media or the attack dogs or whatever coming out and saying, okay, this guy's full of it, this guy's insane, whatever, this or that, like they always do. They always wait a little bit so long, and then they tear the person apart. Well, it's been 6 or 7 months since I've come out, and the stuff I've come out with was very, very serious, and the fact that the deafening silence of the response is, like, you know, says volumes about what the validity of what I said. You know, if anything, I think they're really just hoping it'll go away and people won't think about it and won't talk about it and they'll forget that I ever said it. But so that's the thing, mm-hmm. is there's a certain amount of carte blanche, and we're expecting that this is going to change. And this business with the, you know, the drug dealing and what have you, perhaps that's a trap. And I also heard that, you know, my association with Aaron was another minefield, and I was supposed to be really careful because this was something that they could take advantage of. So, you know, we've had to be very careful about not doing anything that could be used to make, you know, myself or the whole movement discredited, so to speak.
Right.
You know, and that's a big deal. And right now, apparently, at least what I'm hearing is that because I've been able to get away with not, you know, with being able to say all these incredible things and not being molested, that means that I'm, you know, it's going to continue, and I think this thing with these holograms and whatnot is going to really push that forward in a big way. So these next, you know, like Glenn Beck says, watch out, these next few days are going to be significant. You know, whether or not we really can come out with some technology that's going to alter the world, or I think what it really could be is just this information that we're even talking about this stuff. If we can, in mass, light the fuse and get people starting to think about this and get it into the psyche, the mass psyche, so to speak, that this technology is available and that it's feasible and it's not hokum, you know, and it's reality. And you know, if that's what my job is, then that's great. And if it actually gets out there in the world and changes the world and, you know, causes everybody's life to be improved, then that's, I think that's a noble thing. So
right.
That's all we can hope for, right?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you're on because I'm glad I got to talk to you, you know, and everything. I mean, you're doing a great job yourself, and gosh, this can't be easy for just you guys, just you and just trying to, I'm telling you, because I've seen firsthand, of course, the little attack thing going down and whatever that is, you know, but not like you guys and not all that stuff. So I'm just saying, I think this is going to be the closing of the show. Where can people get a hold of you? It is, let's go to, was it facebook.com/ was it Steve or Steven D?
Steven.D.Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Yeah, and if you guys
just Google the name.
Page, yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. I mean, this is really something that we need to think about. I mean, it's sometimes joking around, it's okay, like, oh, well, hey, you know. But when you really look at it, I mean, there's something to it. There's something to this whole phenomenon, if you want to call it. There's something to all of the people having similarities in, I don't know. I mean, people need to have more of an open mind and start really, like, you know, don't let the big coat fool y'all, you know. We've got to get together and we've got to stop, you know, spreading the disinfo and just whatever, because we're never going to, we need each other. We're never going to go very far.
Focus on what we agree on, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, and you're always welcome to call in, come back on, and just, you know, I'll talk to you more now that, you know, we've got a chance to know each other more.
Sorry for breaking your show earlier.
No, you didn't break it. It was just broken. It was my face on cam. Have
right,
a good
night.
Okay,
right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and next week will be psychic Christopher George from, you know, the network show, and my brain is going completely crazy. Yes. Somebody help me out.
I didn't see.
You know what? That's a psy attack, isn't it?
That's a psy attack. I'm sorry. I'll hit the little red thing. Yeah.
Just forget it. I'm gonna go crazy. All right, Chris is gonna kill me when he hears that. It's Second Sight NYC. My brain just opened back up, and I was able to get the oxygen to it. So, anyways, and that airs on Thursday nights. So, it's got good stuff on it. But you know what? I'm gonna talk a little bit with Chris next week, and we're gonna probe his mind. Dare I say that word? All right. Thanks, guys, for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Bye, Steve.